Ready to move to the chat or the flathead catfish petition?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to ask John Lott to join me at the table here to offer a little bit of background from the fishery side of thing. But once again, the petition in front of you, I think the petitioner did a good job of describing the foundation that it, or the reasoning he brought this petition for your consideration. And we'll let John try to explain a little bit of what our fishery staff have figured out in looking into this one.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. The petition before you this afternoon is to add a restriction whereby at most one flathead catfish 28 inches or larger would be able to be harvested as a part of the daily limit statewide. And when we talk about a one over-regulation, what we're talking about there is of the fish you catch and keep in a day, up to your daily limit, at most you'd be able to keep one above a certain size. And that type of a regulation is effective in situations where fish above that size are commonly being caught at the rate of two or more on an angling trip. As an example, with walleyes, there's a 1/20 in place. And the belief with that regulation is it is mostly a social regulation. There are certain times of the year, example would be the spring, when anglers may see a higher number of walleyes over 20 inches in the catch. On those individual trips, there'd be some fish that were saved. But when you look at the population level, you're not seeing a population level impact. With this particular a request for a regulation on the flathead catfish populations, after visiting with staff, especially staff who have been working on a study on the James River in South Dakota, they don't believe there'd be any negative impacts of this regulation. It's unknown or questionable if this regulation would result in an increase in the abundance of a larger flathead catfish. However, there is a social component where maybe as a society people are comfortable with the idea that only one larger flathead should be harvested a day. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions for John. Commissioner Olson.
How old are the species that are in that gap that we're talking about?
How old would those fish be? Of course, I left that sheet back in my at my chair, but
probably it's 15 years old, right, or older.
That would be a fair assumption. Commissioner Olson.
Commissioner Olson, sure.
Go ahead. I'm just seeing our
Ted
ally in the back. Maybe he has some light he could share.
But he does. Well, come on up if you want to sit and join us. Sure.
I'm not going to argue with anything that John is saying at this particular point, but you have to understand that flatheads don't get managed or shouldn't be managed like a channel cat. I can give you a couple examples. Flatheads genetically encoded for high sight fidelity. Channels and blues are not. In other words, a flathead will go specifically to a body of water. He will go specifically to the same area in a body of water year after year. If you take a flathead out of, say, a mile section, that flathead will not be replaced until the following year. Okay? As far as replacing the larger fish, well, and by the way, supportive evidence, during the summer, a flathead has basically a 1 mile home range. He also has a deal period where he utilizes three specific structures. It's repetitive, it's confirmed. Okay? In other words, he can be tracked. The chart in front of you is done by South Dakota. It was last year's results. I'm just going to go real briefly to let you know what's going on in the body of water. If we start at the left, where you're looking at the very small fish, some might say, well, this was a bad spawn year. Well, that's not the case. These are small fish. They're in a nursery structure. A nursery structure is very particular. I'll just say it's like a Christmas tree. The big fish cannot get in there. The small fish are safe. At a certain size on that chart, I believe about 15-inch range, they start to move out of the nursery structure into a small deal period movement where they will move to what's called a feeding platform, still for the small fish. As you move further to the right, we start getting into the 15, 16, 17-inch fish. Now, these fish are starting to be caught by walleye anglers. They're starting to be caught by just normal people fishing with worms. They're moving out a little further into their range. Okay, and this is where you will see a drop in population start. And that's because these fish are starting to be harvested just by the average fisherman. As you get down to the 25 to 27-inch range, 28-inch range, these fish are running from 7 to 11 pounds, basically. And the reason the red arrow is there for the 28-inch is that's basically where these fishermen believe these fish to be a good fish. It's about a 10-pound fish. So that's where they want it to be. We're trying to be fair with the tournament fishermen, with the everyday fishermen, and with the flathead-specific fishermen, that everybody gets to do what they want. You can keep a big fish. I don't want to stop that. But also, if you look at that range where that red arrow is, there's about four or five size categories there. All those fish are in that 7 to 11-pound range. Those fish are your recruitment fish to the bigger fish. Those fish are also the largest part of your harvest because they are now going into a full mode. They're moving off of the holding structures during the day. They're moving up to the hard fish structures. They're getting caught. You will, in fact, if you go out, you know what you're doing, you will catch three or four of those fish at a time. They're still in the school mode. They're going out into, well, obviously there's a larger number of them. This chart also shows two things that are very important about the big fish, the trophy fish. Looking to your right, there was one 47-pound flathead harvested or caught during this testing. That was from the Missouri River confluence up to Olivet. Shows two things. Number one, these bodies of water can and do produce trophy fish. Secondly, there aren't very many of them left. There's a reason for it. There's a 30% harvest on these fish, or mortality per year. If you look at that 10 to 12 pound range, after that it drops off. These fish are being caught, they're dying naturally, they're being harvested. If we can simply, in an area, allow a few more of these 10-pound fish to mature into full adults, you're going to have some nicer fisheries. One argument some fishery people have put up, there's not enough fishing pressure. Well, let's compare apples to apples. Lake Thompson, 16,236 and a half acres. Surface water, surface acres. Okay, the Jim River, Sioux River in a mile section. Now we're talking summer home range. A mile length, approximately 30 yards wide, 10-acre section. This is the home turf in a good section of river for these flatheads. This is the home turf. If you put two anglers in a boat on that structure and compare it to Lake Thompson, and we'll say on Lake Thompson the walleyes are on the north end of the lake this weekend. So we'll take just the north half of Lake Thompson. Two anglers in a boat on that mile section is comparable to 1,600 walleye anglers on the north end of Lake Thompson. Acre per acre, I consider that fishing pressure. Serious fishing pressure. If Lake Thompson faced that kind of pressure, you'd be looking for some serious adjustments in management. Any questions at any time after today or now, I'll be more than happy to go into detail with this. And I appreciate your time, and I'm sorry I stole the 3 minutes prior, but it just cut this one a little shorter. So that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Well, that's just fine. So it really is a social issue. The department concludes there shouldn't be any negative impact from this, and I think, among other things, passing this regulation indicates that the commission places value on this fishery and the flathead catfish, and so I think it's a good idea at least to get it out there for 30 days of public comment, and so I would ask the commission to approve this and go forward. And but certainly I don't mean to cut off comments or questions, but Commissioner Phillips.
Just a question for John, please. Your opinion that a 30-inch flathead catfish will die naturally quite often? I mean, are they reaching the end of their lifespan at that time or not?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Phillips, one nice thing with our flatheads in the James River as an example, where we have our best information for the state, is that they are a relatively long-lived fish. They'll live longer than your channel catfish will. The ages that they were able to generate on fish from the last 2 years of sampling is that there were fish up to 25 years old or so, where your channel catfish began to leave the population at about 15 years. One thing they have also found from the tag fish that they've had returned is that the majority of the mortality you have from year to year for those fish is from natural causes. This year we did have a year with very high water. I don't know if that affected access to the river and ability to fish, but the question with this type of a regulation is there are fish that large common enough an angler catches that the regulation would have an impact? And that is questionable. I'm not able to say yes, not able to say no. It's just questionable. There is certainly a social benefit for how those fish are viewed, and there are no negative impacts seen at the population level if this type of a regulation were in place.
So then more comments or questions, or do we have a motion to approve? Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes. We'll see what the public thinks.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair? Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. I'd just like to recognize Representative Hugh Bartles is in the audience, a very popular local legislator, and just want to thank him for coming today and listening to our meeting.
Welcome.